Hi, and welcome to the Krilla Podcast Library. I'm Roy Walkenhorst.
And I'm Judy Brooks from HealingQuest.tv. Our focus is holistic wellness and the latest in the natural options to help us all achieve that optimum well-being that we're going for. One challenge for men in achieving that optimum well-being is dealing with urinary tract symptoms, including urgency and incontinence, that come with the aging process in up to 70% of men.
So we were very interested in a recent study on a Vietnamese herb called krilla, which found that krilla was 88% effective in reducing urinary symptoms. The study was done in North America, and what's even more remarkable is that its finding of 88% effectiveness is virtually identical to what Vietnamese scientists found a decade ago when they conducted a clinical study on krilla.
So we've asked Dr. Jason Kelberman, a distinguished chiropractor and kinesiologist from Los Angeles, to provide some professional and personal perspective on krilla.
Like many men who are aging, God, I hate to use that word, but it's true. I had experienced some of the typical lower urinary tract symptoms that, a large percentage of us men get as we get older. And those are typically urgency or decreased flow or burning, or there's a variety of different symptoms. What's important for me is that I blend all types of care in my practice. And so a lot of men have come to me with medication for this purpose, and some of them don't do well with it, and I didn't as well. And some of the side effects of the medical alpha blocker approach to lower urinary tract symptoms can have fairly serious side effects, including orthostatic hypotension, which basically makes everybody dizzy. You don't want people falling over just to try to help their urination issues. And so I had begun to look at alternative things, as I usually do, and found that the krilla worked very well on all of those symptoms, with no side effects. I was very happy about that. In fact, recently I ran out of my krilla. This is definitely something that men will want to stay on consistently. And I noticed a shift again back towards the old ways. So reinitiating also gave relief. So sometimes we actually test the efficacy of things just by withholding the treatment, and it always seems to come through for me. So I'm happy about that. My patients who I've shared that with are as well.
I have to just say that I had exactly the same experience where I just kind of got lazy and I ran out and I found myself getting up and going to the bathroom middle of the night way more frequently than when I had my when I was just doing it. So it's really interesting that as you say, that's one of the way we tested the whole thing.
Yeah.
And that's one way. But from a scientific standpoint, what's your opinion of the study that's recently been released concluding that, quote, krilla is a clinically effective botanical product in reducing lower urinary tract symptoms in men? And I think that study was 83% of the men in that study, and there were 49 men in that study. 88%, I think.
Yeah, it's consistent with the prior study, which is amazing. I don't do studies myself, but I know how difficult they can be to put together. And when you do a couple and the results are extremely similar, you know you're doing the right thing. Like many men, I tried things with saw palmetto and other quote-unquote advertised remedies for prostate issues, and I never found that any of them worked nearly as well as krilla. So I was fairly sold immediately. And I think that's what the public wants. They care about the study. They're interested in the study, but if they take it and it works, that's the proof. That's what everybody wants. They want results.
That's right. And I think it was 88% in 49 men in the North American study and 89% in 157 men in the Vietnamese Ministry of Health.
There's a pretty high probability that you're going to get benefit from it and safely.
Yeah, I think so. I definitely think so.
So I would say, Dr. Kellerman, thank you for my takeaway, which is I'm going to make sure that I don't run out of krilla again. You know? thank you for giving me that motivation. I appreciate it.
And thank you, Dr. Kelberman. We've been speaking with Dr. Jason Kelberman from Los Angeles, and I would say about the success that he's been having with Krilla.
How remarkable is the science on Krilla, which includes, as we've learned, two studies on two separate continents over a decade apart that yielded virtually identical results. As Dr. Kelberman told us, it looks like the folks at Krilla are on the right track in dealing with the urinary issues that come with the aging process, and many guys, including me.
Well, you can find out more about Krilla at KrillaHealth.com. That's Krilla, C-R-I-L-A, health.com. For the Krilla Podcast Library, I'm Judy Brooks.
And I'm Roy Walkenhorst. Have a great day.